Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second, the left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third, the center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobo Holloman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Holloman. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White throws to second, with Lapon covering, and has Edwards trapped. There's the throw to Kell, who tags Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Stevens for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Edwards. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoz hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Krahoski for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett strikes out. Courtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloman bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hunter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson spins and fires to second, with Lepon covering, and Hunter is picked off. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Johnny Lepon. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.